She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute, she's got fur, she's a beaut.
Bella Benella Note. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing.
She's real wacky.
And Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe.
She's a puppy, though, and jumps into garbage constantly.
Welcome to the podcast, Bella and me.
Hello, everybody. This is Frank from the Who's Your Daddy Godcast. Introducing you to a new podcast called Bella and Me. That's Bella. Calm down.
I'm so excited.
We're going to do a little interview so that you can meet Bella and that you'll understand the premise of this podcast for episodes to come. Bella.
Yes. Oh my goodness, I'm so nervous. I wasn't expecting. I was going to prepare.
All right, calm down.
I'm getting the vapors.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Bella is mine and Christina's dog. One of our dogs. Our other dog, his name is Zoe.
Hello.
But Bella is here, and she's been wanting to do a podcast with us. So I'm going to be pretty much taking the lead here of this show. That's why it's called Bella and Me. Maybe once in a while, Christina will chime in. Not on this episode, however. This is all about Bella, so enjoy Bella. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, I have a very interesting story.
Okay.
And I know everyone out there is going to love it.
Well, first of all, why don't you say your full name for the record?
My name is Bella Benella Notte.
Okay, Sasso.
Sasso. And I'm from New Orleans.
You're actually not. You're from Philadelphia.
No.
Okay, we got you 5 months ago, and 5 months ago you were barely a year old from a friend of ours, Marlene, who gave you to us, and she's from Philadelphia, and you're from Philadelphia. Okay. So where are you getting New Orleans from?
I was born on the bayou.
Okay.
I was born on the bayou, mm-hmm. and I quickly realized that it was not the place for me because I needed to have a little bit more elegance in my life.
Just a quick question. So you were born there.
Yeah.
And then you said you quickly realized how far into your life.
Very quickly.
Okay.
So I packed up my little belongings. I didn't have much.
What did you have?
I had my can of beans.
Okay.
And I had my little matches. And I had my bandana.
You had your little matches?
Yeah, little box of matches.
And a bandana.
And I wrapped it in my bandana. Okay. A little hot pink bandana.
Okay.
And I tied it to a stick. And off I went.
Why did you tie it to a stick?
So I could hold it in my mouth.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I was a hobo for a little while.
Okay.
Just a little while.
A hobo.
Is that the
politically correct
couple
title?
Couple days, and I was riding the rails.
Okay.
I jumped on the freight train, mm-hmm. and that freight train took me right into New Orleans.
You were born on the bayou.
Yeah.
You took a train to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then you got off there.
What is that? It's a song.
All right, so you got off the train, and yeah. and then when was that now?
I was on the outskirts in New Orleans, because I was on a freight train, and I jumped off the train, mm-hmm. and I said goodbye to all the hobos, bye!
Slippery Pete! Who?
Slippery Pete!
Slippery Pete.
Yes.
Is that the politically correct
word? No.
For homeless person, you're saying hobo?
Yeah, that's what they call themselves.
They call themselves hobos.
And I was one of them. I was a hobo too. And Slippery Pete was my friend. And we rode the rails.
Why do they call him Slippery Pete? All right. But from the time you arrived in New Orleans,
yeah.
What kind of went down there?
Well, when I got to New Orleans, I was flabbergasted. podcasted. It was so wonderful. I loved
it. What did you love about it?
It was so alive.
What was the first place you went?
Oh, I went down to Frenchman Street.
Okay.
And I walked around and there was music everywhere. I loved it. It was so wonderful. With music coming out of every door.
Did you still have your bandana with your beans and matches?
Yes, I was just looking everywhere and everything was music, music. There was music in the streets even.
Did you ever get that can of beans open?
I didn't need to.
So you never opened it?
No.
What about the matches? Did you use those?
I did use the matches.
For what?
To get warm one night.
While you were riding the rails or before you left?
No. When I was walking around, I needed to get
warm. In New Orleans?
Yeah.
I see.
But I was quickly, everyone loved me, so I didn't need to do anything else. I was taken care of, because I'm the belle of the ball in New Orleans. Everyone loves
again
me.
With
everyone
the
knows
quickly.
Who I am.
Again with the quickly, but you can't really give me like an idea of time.
I don't keep a calendar. I just go by my feelings. I just walk around.
Okay, you go by your feelings.
It's wonderful. And so I quickly discovered one of my favorite places.
Oh, let me guess. Let me guess what it was. Café Du Monde?
Yes!
Okay, and why was that one of your favorite places?
Beignets. Oh my goodness, and I met my wonderful friend Rosa.
Rosa?
Rosa.
She works where?
She works at the Café Du Monde.
Right.
And she sees me. We became friends.
I guess I just have a hard time understanding the time frame here.
You're thinking way too much, mister.
I'm really not. You're a little over a year old now. So how was it that when you were born, you quickly realized that the bayou was not a place for you, so you packed up a bag. I don't know how old you must have been. Maybe, I'll say a month old. You know enough to ride rails. You get to New Orleans, you get off there, and now you're the belle of the ball. You meet Rosa.
Well, I met Rosa. And I became friends.
I see.
And she was like, oh my goodness, Miss Bella, you're too skinny. I need to plump you up a little bit.
Right.
So she quickly gave me some beignets.
A lot of
With those powdered sugar. I love it.
Things happening quickly in this tale here.
Yes, and we would talk until the wee hours of the morning, because you know Café Du Monde's open all night.
It's open all night, yes. Night long. I remember that.
And I would have my little cup of coffee with chicory in it, my café au lait, and my beignets, and then off I go. I'm on to the next thing. I said, goodbye, Miss Rosa. I'll see you tomorrow. And off I went.
So have you been to Commander's Palace?
Yes, okay. I go there all the time.
Mr. B's Bistro, Commander's Palace. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Magazine Street?
Of course. You don't understand who I am in New Orleans. I'm like the mayor down there.
I'm just having a problem understanding how you weren't even a year old yet.
Oh my goodness, you hung up on something that's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's just because you cannot explain it.
Joe.
You can't explain. I think you were in New Orleans, and really you were in Philadelphia. Is really where you came from.
I ended up in Philadelphia because
How did you get there?
I got back on the rails again.
Why? What happened?
Because I love riding the rails. I love it. It's so fun.
So you love it more than the actual place. You love riding the rails more.
It's my preferred means of transportation.
It's your what?
My preferred means of transportation.
Okay, well.
So I pack up my little pink bandana with my can of beans.
Right.
And my little book of matches.
And you know, you seem very opinionated too, by the way. You have this opinionated sound to you.
Well, I am.
All right, well then, so why don't you let the listeners know what they can look forward to in the future episodes?
Well, I could tell you more of my exploits.
Okay.
Past, present, and future.
Your future exploits?
Yeah.
What are some of your plans?
Well, I know that I'm going to be going on vacation soon.
Oh, really? When?
Yeah.
Where? Where and when?
Well, I'm going to be going to a little respite. Like like a little quiet place where I can relax and refresh myself.
Oh, where's that going to be?
In the wilds of Pennsylvania.
The wilds of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going with one of my best friends.
Who's that?
Miss Zoe.
Oh, Zoe.
Yeah, we're going to run and run.
Okay.
And then we're going to sleep. We love to run and sleep.
And eat, of course.
Oh, of course.
Right, all right. Yeah.
And my mama is coming with us, which yes. I love my right. mama.
And I'll be there as well.
Yeah, Daddy-O is coming.
Daddy-O.
That's you, Daddy-O.
That's what you call me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
I have so many more things to say.
It's okay.
I got so many more.
We'll get to them. Calm down. Calm down. We'll get to them.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Everybody, that was Bella. Stay tuned next week for the second installment of Bella and Me.